heard in my heart talking, along with the truth. I was thirst often after you, cause of you the person. Mom's nursing self-esteem issues. Around the house it's hard to find a clean tissue. Minus her tears, to rewind this time. I promise I minus my years to this day to take her pain away. Seems sunny outside, always rain on Jay. Pop you my umbrella, come help your son with the weather. Soon we come together like man and Bill. Place face, cards face up, I've come to deal. In order to get right, we gotta deal with this wrong. And the pain I felt all my life, you're feeling the song. Your lack of warmth left a chill in the morn. Your lack of love left me loveless. And I'm of your breath, I'm your mind, body and soul. Your heart, your flesh, your alcohol, your smoke, your results. I'm a mess, Dad. Still I love you no less, Dad. Hope you didn't think success would make me less mad. But not mad, just disappointed. We wasted years. I swear to God, man, take me away from here. If you taught me anything, the one thing you taught me is to face my fears, coward. How could you let me grow without you? Grinding this rap game, take dope without you. With my pro cash close to the soul without you. Family pictures posed without you. Why shouldn't I be mad? Monster parents separated, Monster had his dad. B parents had their problems, he still came to the pad. He bought him new bikes, imagine what that felt like. Used to have to bump my head to go to sleep at night. Nigga, you did me wrong, but the love is strong, let's move on.
You, so you left me in the cold. Face this world alone.
Yeah, you know me, so if you wanna see me, turn on headlights. I make it run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back. I rocked at the dawn, it's a still rock.
Hashtag great job, CRC. Again, tag them, hashtag that. Y'all have seen, y'all seen you know, since Streets of Oakland, you know what I'm saying, direct leadership of our field, our Central Committee field marshal. Y'all seeing a phenomenal work. Our Central Committee, Councilwoman, Central Committee Secretary, she wears so many hats, Carol Fife, you did, our Deputy Field Marshal Che, you know, many others. Y'all seen them out there with the gift cards, and you did the continuous work out there, you know, meeting the needs of the people, you did. So make a shout out, you know what I'm saying? Do not forget the work, you know what I'm saying? The work these forces, our forces are doing. Phenomenal shout out. Frederica Newton, the UEP Newton Foundation. If you're not following them on social media by now, make sure you take a breather and follow them on social media. I intended to hook up with our brother so I can be on live on Clubhouse. We're going to start working on it next week. I intended to get back by yesterday, but duty call. We still moving, though. We still moving and grooving, y'all. I left Oakland for a minute. Had to go down there to Cal State in Long Beach. We had to pull this event off. We rocked it, man. I didn't get to see all the panels. We had some good discussion later on. So to Kara Johnson in Omwali, Africa. I didn't get to touch the other. I'll say briefly. I didn't get to meet this sister, Akili. Benaya. I didn't get to meet her. But we had to get some dialogues with Forza later on. Get some good dialogue. That being said, y'all, again, any questions, any comments you have about the phenomenal event that just occurred, feel free. A lot is going on internationally. Ukraine is said to be in a state of emergency. The U.S. media is reporting that it's pending in regards to, you know, say Russia making a move on Ukraine, and the U.S. is already, you know, so they're implementing sanctions in regards to Russia. And if you say, okay, you know, America just, you know, they just go out and help people. That's when they go to other countries, they just, you know, just going out to make sure, you know, peace is implemented, and, you know, saying, you know, see other contradictions of the world. A lot of people under pressure in America is going out there just to make sure everything is right, you know, like the, you know, the, you know, just be like the referee of the world, you know. Then we come back to, you know, saying, look, it's a historical, you know, logic, you know what I'm saying, which that does not jive with. You know, we look at, you know, some of the situations you did, whether we're talking about Taiwan and China, you know what I'm saying, different Taiwan and China, what else I'm thinking about too? Kuwait and Iraq, and other places. But being is in the building, bring them on. Man, it's, hey, Ben, you making some, man, you tracking over the world, been seeing you, man. Hey, keep your head up, eyes on the fist clenched, man. Great moves, you know what I'm saying? Great moves. Keep moving and grooving, man. Right on. And, you know what I'm saying, feel free to bring up the speed in regards to what's going on over there at Berwyn, man. What's, you know, what's happening, you know? We have to keep our guards up and our heads up, and what's happening from, you know, the Ukraine to back to Berwyn, which means, right, I mean, not like nowhere from Maywood. So keep up the date. So the U.S. is implementing sanctions on Russia. I see my brother Kuwait for them all to Kuwait, on Kuwait, and excuse me, on Russia, and they say, you know, and U.S. President Biden himself has already stated that, you know, saying the impact will be further in regards, will be reflected in gas prices and other dynamics. And so we say everything is political. You know, the action that any individual's move makes, it impacts others, you know what I'm saying? It has, you know, dialectic materialism says how, you know, it has some sort of effect. You know, whether it be good or bad, whatever, but, you know what I'm saying? But nothing goes unnoticed, you know, nothing operates, you know what I'm saying, on an island of its own. But that's what's happening right now, you know what I'm saying, about in regards to Russia. There's a lot of discussion about Russia going in, you know what I'm saying, make a move to go in on the Ukraine. And so there are internal struggles of the ruling class, in the United States in particular, in regards to, I'm just saying, why, you know, what should the U.S. stay out of it, so on and so forth. But, you know, the U.S. position, they got their finger on the trigger, and, you know what I'm saying, any and everywhere. They got their foot in the ass, of any, you know what I'm saying, or tend to put their foot in the ass of any and everywhere as they MO, you know what I'm saying. They got to sit back and wait, you know what I'm saying, to request for them to come help you, and you to negate that who controls the conditions of. They, I mean, the United States, their position in history has been, how do you want to take this? You don't say you eat this. You want to boil it, bake it, or fry it. How do you want to do it? You will get the bill. You will get the receipt for the meal. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, it's a book I recommend people check out. I have to go back and read it. I've not read it in a long time. Entitled Economic Hitman. Economic Hitman. And it talks about how the U.S., you know, how they bring overtures to, you know, to different countries and say, listen, get in bed with us. You know, so that's how we do, you know what I'm saying? And then you might, you know, you might need a little more encouragement. You know, this will happen, you know what I'm saying? Members of your staff may just start, you know, getting locked up or, you know, to assassinate it. So it's called Economic Hitman, you know how they implement policy throughout the country. And in fact, it's often said that America's definition of diplomacy is letting others have their way. Again, America's definition of diplomacy is letting others have their way. And then we also said it, you know, what you think that you yourself call for some of these contradictions all the time in the U.S. and set the stage for it. That's what's happening now. We're still moving and grooving. We're going to be touching back and forth on this 80th celebration for a while. Oh, I'm talking over here. I'm forgetting my phone. Let me know if y'all can be clear on the airways, too. I think I'm on the phone. I forgot that, my phone. What else was the, oh, the sentencing in Minnesota, what is her name, case of who murdered Deontay Wright, and she said she mistaken her taser for a gun. And one of the coldest political assessments that came up out of that, it's when Deontay's right mother has said that white woman's tears trumps the law. One of the coldest political assessments, you know, that people could say, well, did you know the law? Did you do this? Did you register to vote? And she said, get through bumping. It trumps that. This, now, mind you, Deontay's right mother is white. She said it, yeah. Feel free if you want to call in. You understand the dynamics of that. You know what I'm saying? People say, well, You know, was she a Virgo? Was she Aquarius? Whatever, you know, was the case. But the politics of that, food, clothing, shelter, life and death, how, you know, the impact with the judge, when the sentence, I think it was 16, 18 months, to give her, the same judge, in fact, Cortez Rice is locked up. This is who has Cortez Rice locked up. And Cortez Rice, we expect him to call in. So yeah, make sure give me if you on the boards, if you get a call on his thing, I mean, bring them straight through.
Pretty much, Chairman, we got a caller online.
Welcome, okay, right on, come here, free them all. Welcome, caller.
Free them all, Chairman.
Free them all.
This is Ron, Chairman. How you doing?
Free them all. I'm well. You kind of muffled.
I said, can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Frimo,
yeah, I'm
yes,
calling
sir.
About the conditions.
Yes, sir.
I was calling on the conditions of the brothers and sisters that's locked up. They on lockdown,
yeah.
Too for the coronavirus and stuff like that. You know, I just come home myself. I had caught corona. And they ain't giving us no type of support. We need people, you know what I'm saying, check on their people that's locked up and everything. And make sure they're all right and stand on them people down there in Springfield due to the conditions that they got us living in, that had us living in as far as when I was incarcerated.
Mm. Right on. We've been talking about this for quite some time, but it's I'm glad you called in because, you know what I'm saying, we fortunate but unfortunate to have someone come up out of there, you know what I'm saying, to tell us directly what's going down inside those concentration camps. So again, to reiterate this call, we've been back to back on the heels, you know what I'm saying, Cassandra Greer, Dr. Latrice and others, right there from that county jail. We've been pushing the line. We're going to say a revolutionary is never satisfied. We have continued to push this heat in regards to what's going on. I mean, we know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to turn Cook County Jail and other places into a big casket. You know what I'm saying? So one prisoner, one contact, everybody should be giving us a status check on some particular prisoner, whether if they're in isolation, if they're released, so on and so forth. So we need those call-ins to go down there live and direct to Springfield and down to the various concentration camps. Any particular concentration camp in particular that sticks out about the horror conditions, brother?
Yes, sir. The conditions far as like with the commissary, they ain't got no soap. They ain't had no soap on commissary. We ain't had soap on there for like the last 6 months. We ain't had no washing powder on there for like the last 6-7 months. I'm talking about little things like that. That's a necessity that they don't really give to you. And if they give it to you, it's the same soap and it breaks you up. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So a lot of issues that need to be tackled as far as with that, and bringing it to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are, they get you on lockdown, so they running the phones all type of crazy ways and things like that. So I'm just bringing it to the table with the brothers and sisters and just saying free them all, that's all.
Free them all. Respect that. Appreciate you, brother. One person, one contact.
Sir.
We need those call-ins. We need those, these on the flood and call-ins in Springfield. What's going on? What's going down in Shawnee? Going on to Stateville, they trying to kill us all. They trying to kill us all. We contend with that. We say free them all. Real talk.
Free them all. Free them all.
Free them all. Y'all feel free to call in 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in. Feel free to call in. Or we say feel free to club in. Any more callers in queue?
No callers in queue, Chairman.
No callers in queue. I don't know how I get tired that quick. This 80th. Oof, man. Listen. This 80th birthday for Minister Dr. UEP Newton. Man, listen. I don't know where to start. I really don't. I mean, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Ooh. We hit the streets of Oakland hard, y'all. I mean, the drive-in, I mean, everything was on point. I mean, phenomenal. Phenomenal. And it wasn't no easy pull-up, man. I'm to my man, those shows at Bobby Hutton Park. I'm to my man. Shows the movie, Jews and Black Messiah. You name it. I'm to my phenomenal, man. Just clinch the salute to all the Conrad Air right there. Let me that. And really put it in, y'all. Really put it in. Yes, indeed. The panels, which I had to make a move. Man, I seen bits and pieces of it. Mother Conrad, Cool and Jerry. Frederica Newton really put it in. I mean, they put it in. It's buzzing all over the world. You know, people can call. You know, stuff like this here. Real talk. So if y'all have not seen it, make sure y'all go check it out. I need some energy now. I got a little tired as well. This cough. I've been running now. I've been running fuels now. I need energy now. So somebody, y'all want to call y'all, feel free to call in. So I might got to sit on down a little early, you know, so catch my breath. Go call us in queue, 929-477-3785. You're hitting me like a brick. I'll be sitting at Inglewood High School tomorrow, south side of Chicago. I'll be sitting at Inglewood High School tomorrow. Any questions about anything this we did this weekend? Any comments, agreements, disagreements? You name it. Okay, y'all. Let's pause for the call. I need you to come right. Give me like an 8-minute break. Make a move. You know what I'm saying? And just give me like an 8-10 minute break. Comrade,
Fremont. Yes, Chairman, I got you.
Okay.
You got to feel what you feel like hearing.
If it's some Curtis Mayfield on, I mean, that's cool. Just if it's on there.
Okay, let me see what we got.
All right, we got an 8-minute break.
Who are dark up and blue? Don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing. They all figure a boy should grown up shiftless chisel. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really well said? We people who are darker than the blue, we got no time for segregating. Let's talk about brown and yellow too. Hi young girl, can't you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color, same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Free them all.
We have a caller in queue.
Free them all.
Call in Q. Bring them on in. Bring them on in. Free them all.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them all. Yo, we're good to see y'all right in the building. Oh, forget that coffee pouring noise in the background.
Free them all.
Welcome to Free. Welcome to Free My Radio. Welcome to Free My Radio. Welcome to Free My Radio. Free them all.
Free them all, Chairman. How you stuff doing, sir?
Oh, well. Talk to him. What we got here? What's going on with your mind?
Hey, I'm sounding like I'm on. I don't know if I'm on because I can't hear it coming back through my phone. Right.
We hear you. We hear you coming through.
Okay.
We hear you.
Yes, gratitude, Chairman. Princess Luke, you know, to all of yourself and all of the organized, the agent for Minister P. Newton, and all the work that you and the Cubs been doing, Chairman. From all proud of people, sir.
Right on.
And check it out. Today I'm looking
right
at Judge Max.
Sir.
From all proud of people, I'm looking at Judge Max and the murder of Dante Wright. He had a cousin that was on TV today. She was a sister, and she was in court for a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
About, she don't know what you're talking about, how the mother talking about how it had, how she say his killer trumped all other struggles. And she say in August she had another relative who was gunned down by the police named Baldy. You know what I'm saying? And she was in court with her brother.
Deontay's white cousin?
Yes, sir. It was a sister. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
In Minnesota?
Real. Hi, Chairman.
In Minnesota?
Yes, sir, Chairman. Yeah.
Okay.
She was on there, and Matthews was trying to mean to her side. It was checked out how it went down. Judge Matthews took the gloves off and went there about the case and told me, They said, don't y'all be trying to say something about some all lives. Now, he said, no. He said, that's another conversation. We talking about black folks getting gunned down by the police. He went there today, Chair.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. He went there.
Okay,
we got
to check that out.
Pardon the body, Chairman.
It's so many. The whole thing is this case, too, man. It's so much, you know. In fact, Conrad Kuhn and other didn't call in too, man, because it was a lot of. It's so much regard to this thing. I mean, you know what? Anything, like, it's a small world, and you start seeing the impact of who connected to who, everything. I mean, I wish Cortez Rice had called in tonight. You know what I'm saying? Cortez Rice, we missed him 2 weeks ago. He's locked up now. The judge that got him, because he's locked up for, is the same judge. Matter of fact, come record. I just see you type in. You can go call in. It's so much background stuff in regards to this case. It's mind blowing, but it's not mind blowing. You know what I'm saying? Because you start touching these different dynamics, everything's political. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of connections with this case. Again, Cortez Rice is locked up now. That's the same judge that gave the pig that killed Dante Wright 18 months. But there's a lot of connections that they really need to be touched on and addressed, though. Yeah. But you see, there's no Judge Matthews coming today, huh?
Yes, sir. He's running it down. I thought he got so hot up there, I thought he was going to mention you again, Chairman, like he did, you know, a couple years back. That man, he's hot up. He wouldn't let, and then the Negro, you know, she had an accident, a car accident, because two cats was down there drag racing. So they forced off the road. She hit this brother's car, old veteran brother who's a hustler. And the judge said, well, you know, she ain't damaged your car. You should have got out and hugged the sister. He said, because she ain't been in your car too much, man. He said, what? And he said, well, she was drunk. The judge said, no, man, no. He said, that's part of the problem. He was getting down. I said, look at old judge. That's something else, sir.
Well, this is a hell of a time, though, man. And you know what I'm saying? And, like I said, you know, again, well, conflicts are being heightened. And again, I cannot reiterate that cold political statement that Deontay Wright's mother said after the sentencing. I mean, that was, that's, she, I mean, She said point blank, a white woman's tears trumps the law.
I can get it. And I was talking about that one.
Yeah. And she had to say it. She had to say it. She had to say it. She said she really being the police back in the direct blame back of the state. That's why hers trump hers, because she's a white woman herself saying this, you know. And you know, we can play games like, you know, the dynamics of, historically, you look at, different cases, you know, the NFTO case, you name it, you know what I'm saying? The politics, even, you know, how you look, how you view, you know what I'm saying? What you do is innocent, guilty, all that, you know. Puffy Cole said when he first seen Biggie Smalls, he thought he was an armed robber. He said he seen him as an arm. That's what Puffy Cole said. When he first saw Biggie Smalls, he said he thought he was an arm robber. This is Puffy Cole said his own man. This is Puffy Cole said. Yeah,
he's a slave indeed. He's a motherfucking slave indeed.
Yeah, but
all
so, you
say,
know,
he's
telling you how, and we got to start acknowledging that. The politics of how we view, you know, how we view each other, how we're viewed, all of that, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, sir. Yes, sir. Revolutionary Love, Chairman, get some rest out the show, sir. I know you've been hitting the ground. You've been globe-trotting, man, from Africa to Chicago to L.A., you know what I'm saying? I forget what you call L.A., other Africa, something like that. You said L.A. is the say what you said L.A. was.
Oakland,
is another motherland, right on Fremont. Revolutionary Love, Chairman.
Yeah. Right on Fremont. This Saturday, this Saturday, we paid our respects to Brother Pedro, with the coast in, I think, Michigan. Let me talk, this Brother Pedro. I just missed this past Saturday, the birthday of Chief Malik, and also Prince Ames. Happy belated birthday. This Saturday also is Mr. Rico's birthday, so happy upcoming birthday. Right on.
Yes, sir. Right on, film, my revolutionary love. I appreciate them updates. I'm going to try to document that in my mind. So one will document that in his mind. So film, my revolutionary love to you and your comrades. Film,
yes,
my love. Film,
right on.
Right on.
Yes, governor, film, revolutionary love, film. We live in direct, y'all. Still moving and grooving, y'all. Let me know if we get any callers in queue. Y'all feel free to call in. Tap in, y'all, you know, send y'all thoughts. 929-477-3785. Make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe. The Chairman Fred Jr. On YouTube. No, I'm still in Oakland. My brother said, are you Chicago? Yes, sir. No, I'm still in Oakland, man. I ain't got back yet.
Fremont, Chairman, we got a few callers in queue.
Fremont, welcome call to Fremont.
Fremont, it's Jeff Ron, Teddy.
Fremont, who is it?
It's Jeff Ron. Yeah, put it back on.
Okay. You want another comment? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Fremont.
Okay. Fremont, Chairman,
I bring
another
caller
in.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Fremont, Chairman, this comrade.
Fremont, right on. Fremont, what's going on, Karen? Cool. I'm just glad you called. We just got a call to my minute. They did talk about George Mathis show today. And I know, just getting a little background, we talked about even, I remember the George Floyd case. We forget that word that night, that day, that crime, the area, it was going down. There's no resistance. George Floyd was murdered. Derek Chauvin, but what, like, even some of the inner details about, like, even dynamics of this case is going on right now with Deontay Wright. Bring us to the speed if you can.
Okay, so the latest with the Deontay Wright case is the pig that just got convicted. He only got convicted.
Somebody called.
I'm sorry. What you say, Chair?
Anybody else put their phone on mute because it's like some phone moving other than that, whoever not talking? Put their phone on mute. Okay. Well, you go ahead, come right in.
Okay, so yeah, the pig that just got convicted, she only got convicted of what I want to say 24 months, but she got to serve. She only got to serve 16, and I think she got 8 months on probation.
Yeah, if that, yeah.
Yeah, 8 months probation, and you know it's the same. I heard you mentioning the judge, and you told me to call in, but yes, it's the same judge that Cortez Rice was locked up for during the murder of his son. I would prefer for him to speak for himself in regards to his own case, but from what I know, they charged him with intimidating this same judge. He was locked up, you know, in response to the murder of Dante Wright. They was protesting outside of her house. This is the same judge that I had January 2021 for the jury trial that I had that I was found not guilty of. But the crazy thing about it is even this judge, it's more to it. You know, this same judge is the same judge that refused to allow anybody, me, to have court support. She called the people prospects. She said any prospects that wanted to attend could not. They would have to be attend during Zoom, but they would not provide any Zoom information or anything like that. They would lock the doors. They tried to get me to allow them to do my case without the arresting pig. I guess he was in Texas. They tried to get me to agree to for them to proceed with the case without his testimony. I refused. I'm trying to remember everything because you know I had a few cases, but the judge, you know, she a faulty judge. But I mean, really, that's all of them. But it's definitely yeah. Something that's off with you know with her in particular, especially the fact that Cortez's son was murdered outside of his school. It wasn't no coincidence that happened during the trial with the same judge during the trial, during the same case that he's locked up for.
Yeah. And this, again, if you go back and look at the citizen and if you go to Las Vegas, and you say every time I go to this damn machine, this pinball machine or this slot machine, that machine, everybody always win big time off this machine. At some point, they'll say, okay, wait a minute, you know, this, or, you know, or they guide you to a machine, and you know, and you say, you went to Vegas and gambled last week, yeah, which one you want to use, the same slot machine, you know what I'm saying? After so many times, you know, this ain't no coincidence, you know. And the deal is, the system, their psychological profile, they put certain place for it. The deal is to give the image of objectivity, like it's just by happenstance. And you can look at cases, you know, throughout the country, you know, since the courtrooms, the judges, so on and so forth. So again, this Cortez Wright, who's locked up now. Make sure y'all go check his Facebook page and social media, see how you can follow what you're saying, what's going on with him, with his case. This is the same judge that has him. I think back like in Chicago, the infamous Michael Tooman, you know what I'm saying? This is a judge who they filmed the movie The Fugitive. This is they filmed in his courtroom, you know, any high-profile case from Jeff Ford, Chief Malik, you know what I'm saying? This was his state, this was a sentence judge on a state case. In fact, this was the same judge, I'm talking about now in Chicago, Michael Tooman. They subsequently sentenced me to 18 years. So I'm saying this to say that when you look at these cases, like the, you know, the political significance of who's put in place with these cases. The people, you know, careers are built of targeting individuals. Again, J. Edgar Hoover was simply a district attorney, a DA. His career was mobilized. It was shot up. It was, you know, at the expense of attacking Marcus Garvey in UNIA. So again, do some homework, look at these individuals, pull their background, say, wait a minute, how is this cat, like, you know what I'm saying? Every time some major case pop up, it's the same individual. Mm-hmm. So y'all do some background this year. Or I can't recall the lady's name in Minnesota, but this the comrade said, you know, you look at every major case up there, this is the same judge. I'm talking about, like, you know, I know they ain't got no shortages of judge, you know what I'm saying? So again, and they don't have to, many cases they get them the layout, okay, this is how we moving on this, but they have a profile on, they know to put them at. So again, everything is political. You know what I'm saying? Including that of calling the question about the judges, you know, and it's not about no lottery or just picking some individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We live and direct. Yes, indeed.
Chair, and the crazy thing, too, about his case is, you know, after the fact, like after his son's funeral, they ended up just dropping the charges, dismissing the case. So what was he in there for?
Oh, Cortez, right?
Yeah, so he's being held now somewhere else in the workhouse, but that's for a violation. But after Jamari's funeral, they ended up dismissing the charges. After they just had this man on Zoom, on court, the public to see him crying and like exploiting his emotions, all of that, you know, when his lawyer was trying to demand for them to dismiss the charges, you know, so they had him on Zoom, just, you know, he crying and bawling and all of that, but then for them to turn around and put him through all of that, and then they turn around and dismiss the case, but y'all been holding him for this long, for what?
He's Cortez locked up when his son get murdered in front of his school. This is again, Cortez Rice. He's Cortez, you know what I'm saying? He's Cortez, man, this stuff, hey, where's MJG? A-ball, freshman, Colgate, deep in the Watergate. He's quote-unquote coincidentally locked up, you know what I'm saying? Well, Fremont, we live on the air. Yeah, 20 callers, we're on the radio show right now. Okay, tell them to tune into the radio show right now, Fremont Radio. Yes, sir.
What up, brother?
Who is it? Hey, tune into Fremont Radio right now, bro. Tune into Fremont Radio.
You on right now?
I'm on right now.
Oh, shit. All right, bad. Okay, cool.
All right, Fremont. Right on, Fremont. Yeah. Fremont. Y'all forgive me, I'm going to X out and come back in, because I know I'll be losing the volume on Instagram or something like that when I get a phone call. Let's see, okay. Yeah. Hey, good, my fault. Go ahead, Comrade Cool.
You were speaking, Chair.
So, yeah, Cortez Rice, he's locked up. His son get murdered. He's locked up. They claim threatening this judge. And, you know, same judge, until you turn around, this judge probably maybe profile case. I mean, you can't, you know, until you come around, my guy said his mother told him, one person called you a horse, you can dismiss it. Seven people call you a horse, you might want to get a saddle. You know, so it's too many coincidences again. So I can't recall this judge's name right off the top of my head right now, though. But at minimum, just not reckon the political significance, the connection, the correlation with these various forces. You know, so who's put in place? You know what it's been. And I was giving the history of J. Edgar Hoover, who every case, in particular the case that he was placed on the attack, the Brody play on attacking Marcus Garvey, having Marcus Garvey locked up. That's what birthed his whole career. That's why J. Edgar Hoover, mm-hmm. Yeah. Not the mafioso, not Tyson Al Capone, not no Bonnie and Clyde shit. I'm talking, man, coming at Marcus Mosaic Garvey. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, indeed, y'all. I'm supposed to be in Inglewood High School tomorrow speaking. So y'all can't come on through there. It's live in Inglewood High School tomorrow speaking. How we looking on that? Okay. I'm kind of upset. I'm looking at the clock. I'm thinking 6:38. Okay, I'm on Pacific time, California time. And y'all make sure y'all see, y'all look at that footage of Frederica Newton, the mother, Comrade Cool at the event. Comrade Cool, I got word, you know, everybody presented, Brother Xavier from Dr. Huey P. Newton Foundation, Cassandra, Dr. Latrice, the interaction, but Tyrese. I mean, people still on cloud million from the phenomenal event that was convened. And it was a phenomenal birthday celebration for the late great minister, Dr. Huey P. Newton. Yes, indeed. It was phenomenal, phenomenal. Yes, indeed. Any more questions, comments? If y'all feel free to see the time, call me and let me know what it is. We're going to start this cleanup at the Anthony House also, y'all. We're moving and grooving. Get that dump truck right there. We should start getting stuff out of there. We're moving and grooving. I'll keep y'all updated. We don't know what's the latest on this hearing about the historical landmarks. It's supposed to have an early March, but March 1st they got a hearing going on about the swimming pool, so we need people to call in now to the Village Hall in Maywood and say, hey, we want to make sure the Hampton family is involved with this hearing about the swimming pool that has Sharon Fred's name on it. Allo's already got set. Oh, yes, well, yes, comrade. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Any more callers in queue? Any more updates? I wish Cortez Rice, right. Check on him also.
Well, I said no callers in queue, Chairman. But I did want to mention too that we're still collecting signatures online at SaveTheHamptonHouse.org for the historic landmark status.
Right on. Again, we're collecting signatures on SaveTheHamptonHouse.org for the historical landmark. So make sure we're still doing that. Yes, indeed. Alazario, free them all. My sister, Alicia Joy Powell, that's what it is, free them all. Right on. That's who plays Spurgeon, Jake Winters' mother in the movie. This brother, Omowale Africa, we had a good discussion the other night. He was saying how he didn't watch the movie. And my brother Supernatural was saying he didn't watch the movie. And he said, man, you know Hollywood. I said, man, you know I was on deck on the set. So we had some good dialogue. And I said, brother, you gotta go watch the movie. He texted me that night. He said, y'all got more than a few pills in the applesauce on that one. So those who haven't watched the movie for whatever reason, go check it out. You know, so we encourage that. Go check it out. Judas and Black Messiah. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes. Callers in queue.
I said there's no callers in queue. Callers in queue, press 1.
No callers in queue? Yes, indeed. Any other events, feel free to call in. Come up in with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on cloud media for this phenomenal event we had. So your thoughts on some of the footage you've seen or just any updates, you know what I'm saying, that we can be brought up to speed on, don't hesitate. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to call in and tap in with us. Call and tap in with us. Yes, indeed, my sister. Matter of fact, I'm glad y'all get up with us. We got some phone call meetings, some Zoom meetings going on. We work on a big event for Africa. I got it. Yeah. So make sure Wednesday early, hit me up so I can see the link. Yeah, we work on a big event. We're working on Chairman Fred's birthday, the street party, the block party. Man, we work on it for Chairman Fred's birthday. Take it back home. Yes, indeed. It's gonna be big. I don't think I have land there. I was watching a little bit of the piece, the old Ali movie, Will Smith and Ali movie, and I just seen like a little excerpt of the part when they referred to the rumble in the jungle. Excuse me, y'all, in Africa. And I'm still taking it in. And, see how I'm still taking it in, you know. I'm not landed back yet. Mhm. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yes, indeed. Let's do it. Okay, no, what other subject? Y'all feel free to type in your thoughts. What's going on? Tag team with me. See the chairman going for these cups of coffee. I'm about to knock, man, grab me a breathe in a minute. So y'all forgive me. We might close a little early tonight. Quality time outweighs quantity time. Jimmy Fred, I'm dreaming, has convinced me to finally check out Judas and Black Messiah. Right on. Yes. Yeah, like I said, I can relate. We can relate. You know, people hear about movies and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But man, it superseded many of these bogus books being put out here. You know, and it was a lot of battles, man. But I can relate. A lot of people say, you know. It's your caution. It's justified. But no, we was on the set. You know what I'm saying? And, a revolutionary is never satisfied. However, man, it's a lot of practical political pills and applesauce there. So please, yeah, check it out. Yeah. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? We have, in fact, I've been hearing some discussion going on. I guess you put it out there. If I don't do a screening up at the Tupac Museum in L.A., as a matter of fact, y'all can call up there and ask them, you know what I'm saying? You know, the man, is it true? They're having a screening, you know, with Chairman Fred Hunter Jr. at the Tupac exhibit in L.A. You feel free to call and check them on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, forgive me because I'm a little bit early. I'm trying to make sure we get everybody in here. So we might check out at 5:30, an hour early, and then we gotta get back in. So y'all, any volunteers be on deck? We hope the weather eases up a little bit and start doing some major cleanup up over there at the Hampton House. Oh, okay. 929. 477-3785. Man, call in Q. Okay, yeah. I will wait around for a minute. Feel free to call in. Press 1 when you call in. Press 1, 929-477-3785. Then to be heard, make sure you press 1 because you could be ready to be sitting in queue. Press 1. Brother Hess. Y'all check out my brother Hess. He's locked up. He's going through some things. I don't know what Facebook page he has now. But make sure y'all look for Brother Hess. See how we can get the letters to him and support. Man, a few dollars, whatever you can. He put out support in the work, y'all. He's been locked up for quite some time. Brother Hess. HESS. You can type on Facebook and something to pop up. Brother Hess. Yeah. Yeah, make sure we support. Check up on him and see what's happening there. Brother Hess. Came for the best respect right back to you. Yes, indeed. Free them all. Right on, King. And your fuse as well. Any caller coming, Q?
Not yet, sir. No callers in queue.
That's it. All right, come on, call. Work with me, man. Work with me. We're going to go through this coffee like I don't know what, Transcend. Sad. Thank you. The time gets some rest. We don't know how to get no rest, though. Yeah. But again, I'm so proud. I'm so mad. I'm telling you, I'm tired in a good way. I mean, that man. You should have, man. Those who missed it. And it's the march, the mobilization. A CIC showed out. Central Committee acted. They showed out. I'm talking. I know, Minister Ewing, little Bobby Hutton, man. They looking like, what, man? I mean, second line. I've got the brass band name. Yeah, second line. I mean, showed out. They bought that beat, bought that heat. Man, they'll pull up Bobby Hutton Park. I mean, comrades, hey, I mean, big old screens drive in, big old movie screens up there, you know? It was phenomenal, you know? And just, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just want to commend all the forces, you know, that, man, that made this happen. This is a phenomenal, you know, event. Phenomenal date. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Free my chairman. We got a caller in queue.
Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be on here with you, Chairman Fred Hubbard Jr.
Right on. Honored to have you call, brother. Who we speaking with?
This is Willie Beecham from Phoenix, Arizona.
Willie from Arizona?
Yeah, from Phoenix.
See, Willie from Arizona?
Beecham. Yep.
Okay, right on. Well, did you call me back? We're supposed to do sort of a speaking engagement?
No, this is my first time calling
in. Okay, my fault. Somebody put me calling. Okay. All right, well, it's all good. Well, welcome. Talk to us. What's on your mind? That was you just said that you just watched the movie Judas and the Black Messiah?
Yeah. Yeah, the reason
I'm
not sure.
You want to talk about the movie? Did you say you just watched it, or you just watched, you go to watch it?
No, I said you convinced me to finally check it out because I was actually relying on some knowledge I received from some books. I thought that would be more reliable, but given what you said about it, I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah. Which, out of curiosity, I hate to give him a commercial. What books have you read, out of curiosity?
I read The Assassination of Fred Hampton by Jeffrey Haas.
Okay. Yeah, you know, like, just without giving you too much in the movie, though, look for some key contradictions, like even actually, you know, William O'Neill's role, you know what I'm saying? Look how, in contrast, you know what I'm saying, and then get back to, you know, look at that, who he was, what his position was, and look how the Rainbow Coalition is summed up, you know what I'm saying? Those are some key points, you know what I'm saying, you should look for, so we have some dialogue when you get through checking the movie out.
Okay, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I also been taking notes. I wanted you to know that I've been checking out all your different speeches, and I've been taking notes on your speeches, as well as just your dad's, because I like reading about stuff like this. Right now, I just started Revolutionary Suicide by Huey P. Newton. But I wanted to, given that I'm talking to you on the phone, and this is crazy, I actually wanted to see if you could give me any firsthand advice. I hear you talk about dialectical materialism and structure and how your memberships are contested and how you're the great-grandchildren of Garvey, the offspring of Malcolm, the cubs of Panthers. And I'm Dolo out here in Arizona, and it's not a bunch of black people, but still just putting one foot in front of the other. It's a lot of youngsters that look up to me, and I teach them everything I can, but just because I got you on the phone, I wanted to know if you had any advice that you could give to other people that, you know, in the same shoes, and not necessarily the same shoes, but kind of in the same position that I'm in.
Like a gardener, right? Look at the soil you're dealing with. Go a little deeper than just the topsoil. You know, because a lot of people will be talking. They'll be, you know, they do the Panthers called murder mouth. Man, let's do this. Let's get this and this together. So on and so forth. Look at, you know, do like a historical analysis of what you have there. Like, you know, was there a Panther Party chapter there before? And see, that's important to look at, because, like, when you go do garden, you say, man, has there ever been a garden here before? You know what I'm saying? So you take into context, wait a minute, this is an international organization. There was some places where did not have a chapter, or you know what I'm saying, so you say, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. So do a historical analysis of what, you know, so you could, like, come in and say, okay, what is this? What's the limitations? What points of unity can we get people on? So on and so forth. So try to do an objective analysis of what you're dealing with, where you're at, so on and so forth. And don't try to force absolutes. Like, you know, every place is going to be the same dynamic. Like, you know, like, in, for example, California, you had two different chapters in one state because, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics that exist between Oakland and Los Angeles. So, you know, I doctors say, you know, study your patients, you know what I'm saying? So study the people and say, okay, this will point to unity, you know, for us to come to. You know, see what's phenomenal there. You know, like during the era of chattel slavery, Reverend Nat Turner seen that the church was phenomenal, was a phenomenon. He designed to make it, made it work in a desired manner. You know, Chairman Fred seen the street organization, that was a phenomenon. So see what's phenomenal there and define it, make it work in a desired manner. And see what points of unity we can have. You know, we might want to get people to call in down there, you know, on the radio show. So, you know, what makes Aaron Hunt's style, what makes it unique. So feel free to push that line also. Was that clear?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's one of the notes that I took. Power is the ability to defy phenomenon and make it act in a desired manner. And phenomenon is an unusual event that can be scientifically explained.
Mm-hmm. Right on. You've been on it. Yep. That initial quote about power, that's attributed to Minister U.P. Newton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking notes, man. You touching people all across
the
world, man.
I see.
I'm sure I ain't the only one taking notes, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, we want the people to do it because, you know, the state gonna do their thing, but we want the people to send, you know, to have these conversations also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be realistic with the youngsters. That's why I like what you were saying about dialectical materialism, because you're really using common sense and logic, and you letting the youngsters know what world they really live in, and not, you know, letting them just be so subjective.
Subjectivity stunts one's ability to make proper summations. So no doubt about it. You know, so you have some objectivity with logic. No doubt about it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and ask that specific question, man. I didn't expect this, but this is awesome, man.
Well, we glad you did call in, brother, and encourage others to call in. We're going to start back doing the Clubhouse Live, too. But, no, we encourage you to call in. You know, and repost this stuff on Facebook or whatever. Repost it. Put it out there.
Yeah. Will do, and I'm going to check out Judas and the Black Messiah tonight.
Check it out and get back with me on your thoughts.
Okay, for sure.
Right on, my brother. Free them all.
Right on, Chairman. Thank you, man. Free them all.
Free them all. Thank you for allowing us to serve. It's an honor to serve the people. Any more calls or cues to come in?
Free them all, Chairman. We have another call in queue, 619.
Welcome to Free them all Radio. Huh? Yes,
what's up,
man?
Free them all.
Show Body, what's going on, Show Body?
Hey, man, I want to tell you, I'm proud of you, man. Hey, you better get you some rest, man. You're the first person that I got to tell that I got that to get some rest outside of somebody telling me to get some rest. You need to get you some rest, big bro. I see you working real hard, man. Keep going, bro. Keep going, man. I'm proud of you, man.
Hey, man, Show Body, you are. We are honored, man. I love you. We appreciate you, man. I'm going to get some rest now. Show by the show window for the call in. I got to honor that, but I'm going to go get some rest, man. Hey, show by me cross country moving, popping up with, man, a new book. Show by here, text me tonight. I just dropped a new song. I got you in it, OG. This is a song I got you in. The video, man, and quality good stuff. So, man, obviously y'all follow him, so I got it, man. I was in the studio last night, my sister, about 3 this morning. Razzcast, when we dropped some of those, he said some beats, I want to record it, so I ain't recorded a long time. In that studio, I told a brother last night, I say, shout out to Brother Pharaoh. Rasilon, he didn't make it, but Rasilon had called Pharaoh. It was the Super Friend, the studio, I can't think of the studio, they named the studio. But I was in the studio last night, and I said, I'm going to go do something.
That's Death Studio, big bro.
Because look, he asked about, because we played something, and he asked me, he said, who was that show? I said, no, because I didn't know who was on the song. The guy, Razzcast, I said, no, that ain't Show Body. He showed Death Star Studio Show. If you want it, you want it. And I told him, I say, next time I come in here, I say, man, listen, man, I told him, because usually going there, you know, energy. I said, I got to be like Tupac, man. I need Pac coming there. Face say Pac have a whole, the chicken, the Hennessy. I said, but I got to have Hennessy. But coming over, I said, I got to get the energy. I want the people talking. I have my cigar. They didn't do anything, but that energy, that life, I really feed up that, though, man. But I can't wait to get our studio built, man. So we just really, the whole interaction in the studio, I love it, man. I love it. And last night, I went in there last night for a few hours. It hit me right now. It's hitting me right now. But I love it.
Love you so much. Bro. I just want to tell you, man, and I so love you, man. I'm proud of you, man. And get you some rest, man. I love you. That's all I call in for the
night. I'm going to get some rest, man. I got to honor that. Somebody to put the call in, y'all. Shout out to my man, Somebody. Y'all check him out. Man, free them all. And y'all make show the Bible on Instagram too. Father's brother, he's got a children's book. Bible's got a children's book or something put out. I ain't checking out yet, but some people throw something up on Facebook or something. You know, some of you be like, let me read the whole thing before I like it or say something. Some people you say, man, even if it's a contradiction, you say, man, the principle. You say, man, I say, my man. You know what I'm saying? So probably at the children's book, that's y'all check it out. And Showbody get a video, a song popping. Every time I turn around, man, I'm getting a thing. He done dropped some more stuff. And, man, from this hood, from West Coast, East Coast, he ain't playing no games with him. It's a principal brother right here just tapped in, too, man. Man, would you just say Cleveland? Eric Mobley, this brother here, yeah, he, man. Shout out to this brother. I want to start talking about this right now, Eric Mobley. We talked about this, Brother Moreau from UNIA, but I want to do something. I don't know why I was thinking about this other day. About you, let's follow up. We talked about this, with you and New Era, like a softball game or something, y'all. Let's out there, different organizations or something like that. Like, get like a big, when the weather break, a big softball game going on. So let's work on that ASAP. You know what I'm saying? ASAP. I remember in Chicago on 55th and King Drive, them brothers and sisters had them softball games, you know, stuff like that. Also, I got to figure out something. I don't know who I'm going to contact. Frederica Newton, the widow of Minister UEP Newton, she's been studying stepping in Chicago real heavy. And I said, I got a thing. I love stuff. I said, and Mother Comrade told me, you know, years ago, she, you know, you like the champion, you know, couldn't catch a beat. I said, okay, I got it now. I just love watching it, you know what I'm saying? We had a whole discussion about it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get Frederica Newton up there so she can just go a few days to Chicago, you know, man. You come to join us and just hold this, man. She said she got to get our lessons. I said, no, that stuff, you just, man, it grew right into you, you know what I'm saying? You feel it. Yeah, we talked briefly about it, but yeah, let's do it. So let's get on that, man. Let's get on that. I really want to do that softball game. I was watching something the other day and thought about that. I said, man, let's do this. You know, as soon as this weather breaks, let's pre-plan for that. I just wanted to say, man, I'm revolutionary love, respect to Comrade. I was on my way back to Chicago with Mother Comrade. I was walking on my suitcase with Mother Comrade, and I got the call from my central committee. Chan, we need you on deck for this other move. I didn't pay no, you know, I said, yes, sir. So Mother Comrade, I said, he got me, got to stand down. And I take it for granted. It's like normal, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, and it's how, you know, just people, like, I try to go study other situations, but just to be, you know, our way of life, of service, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's an egotistical way. I just, you know, and I'm fortunate to have that. Fortunate to have a structure too. No questions. That, anything for the play. Okay, man, get the chairman. He's gonna be resting another day. You know what I'm saying? And not to give too much information, but I know, like, I'll be somewhere. I mean, I'll be transferred from different prisons, right? They had me transferred from different prisons. I just run up in the cell. We moved so long. Run in, hand wash the underwear, hand wash the T-shirt, hang it up, you know, man, turn it inside, man, stick it, next move, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, so you got to roll many times, you know. once I learn, I'm a bad motherfucker though. Real talk. Hey, Mo, you guys, hey, Wednesday morning, man. We talk about these meetings, man. Hey, we get we talk about going. We talk about this African thing, the Chamber Fair Street Party. Straight up, we talk about doing this move going over there. Trying. So, man, make sure you have email Wednesday early. And they posed at the hearing March 3rd. Now, I don't know if they're trying to back up about this issue, so we got to keep the heat on about that. Also, we need to stay on the village. Also, maybe what about their swimming pool supposed to be opening up? And we want to make sure it's the chairman for you having a swimming pool, aquatic center. Yeah. Yeah. We want to stress that. So, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll get them calls in. We don't have the hearings, you know what I'm saying? Because the Pope been, like, be at the hands of YMCA to the Chicago Park District. But we want to, if you say, what's the big deal? And on the title, we want all of it on there. Yeah. Chairman for you having, you know. And also, we'll put a call to a different artist because I want to get some. I think this is 23 or 21 blocks in Maywood. I'm like, damn. Let's get like a different picture. I want a different picture of Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying, you know, each major block, you know what I'm saying? So get different artists donate a painting, you know what I'm saying? If it's, I think it's 21 blocks. If it is, we're going to call it a 21-block campaign or something, you know what I'm saying? A different picture of Chairman Fred on every major block. I met this sister here the other day. I didn't meet her. She's on this panel. I might have told y'all. I was trying to say how to... Takara Johnson. I go to speak in Long Beach, Cal State Long Beach. She come in, and it was crazy. She come behind me. Her energy, man, would come red cool. I told her, I said, this is in Oakland. And I said, I looked at her, and I said, damn, I know she's the one up in there, on this side. And the she's looking at me, she say, you don't remember me? I see your energy. You might have one of them comrades. What's happening, though? Takara Johnson. I'm going to see she's 20 next week. I'm going to shout her out, too. She said, I was 14 years old when I first met you. She says, 14. You let me tell the mama, cool. She said, we talked. She said, you took us to Hampton House, you know what I'm saying? And she said, that day, she decided she wanted to get involved in the movement. She said, she's been to Africa, and she said, man, she on this path. I said, wow. I said, we can't feel way out now. I said, the fact that you was 14, now we on a panel together. I said, and I feel like an old man, but it was inspiring, man. You never know who you impact, man, straight up. You know, when I think back in my life, you know, that's why I try to, like, when I be speaking, I try to go back and catch every person, you know, because you never know who you impact. So, you know, I remember, you know, just seeing... his brother, Young Ranger, his T-shirt, you know, that picture of Marcus Garvey on that, you know, so things stick out of your brain. So just be mindful of that, you know, especially, you know, first impressions or what have you, be mindful of that. We meet people and also particularly youth because, you know, the images that they take a run with. And she's going to be working on this trip to go to Africa too, but it inspired me, you know what I'm saying? And then I had the option. That was good. This other brother, he didn't watch the movie either. He's going back and watch it. Supernatural, he had, like, the world record in freestyle. You know, me and him talked. He said, man, he said, I ain't watched the movie. I didn't know you was on deck, Chairman. I said, yeah, we was on deck, man. Keep that in mind, you know what I'm saying? Think about yourself. Growing up with different images and individuals and, you know, that impacted you, you know what I'm saying, what you saw, you know. We back on?
Free them all, we live.
Free them all, y'all forgive us for the, we can't get, I got so charged up, I hit the phone over here, one thing led to another. We black moving, we black on deck. My brother Eric Mobley said he can't step either. You know, once he learned, he's going to be a bad motherfucker. And, you know, I'm telling you, that phenomenon of stepping in Chicago, you know, politics of it, you know, I dig. I would go, it'd be a place on 87, they closed Mr. G's. I would just sit and just watch it, you know what I'm saying, just the interaction with Catch, you know. And y'all Google one brother just passed, Ty Skippy. And the grace and the interaction between brothers and sisters, and you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, the art of it. The man's phenomenal. You know, just it's something that, you know, youngsters, older cats, you know, man. I got this brother named Big Brother. I'm a big brother. Tell you this is a big brother. His grace, ooh, and the culture of it. I mean, the clothes, the dress, everything. And you know, when you're involved, when you surround or engage, you kind of take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? Stuff we do, like the struggle. Sometimes we do, you know, you'll be involved in it, how we dialogue, how we move, and just, you know, how we struggle. I'm talking about, you know, how we engage and our body language. When you're in it, sometimes you don't major in it because you're too busy, you know, like too busy involved in it. It's like second nature. Sometimes you need outside forces or people outside to look into it. Like, man, you see how y'all done that? You're like, oh, I just doing it. And Frederica Newton was just talking about the stepping. And I was like, yeah, it is. It's some hell of a thing, you know. So we're gonna get her up there, you know what I'm saying, so she can get her step on and just, you know, but it's a hell of a phenomenon, you know. It's a hell of a phenomenon, the politics of it, you know. And I peeked on the south side and the west side, steppers and stuff. So y'all be on point. We're going to do this. We're going to have this event. We're going to do, you know what I'm saying. Because y'all see on people's ball, I ain't got no problem cutting up a little bit. And also, stepping, like structure. If somebody's lacking a little bit of deficiency, you pick up your teamwork. You know what I'm saying? You never see, they say Mother Conrad and Chairman be doing this, you know, be dancing, you know, Chairman, you know. That's, you know, man. Okay, so Mr. Beater too, so about, you know what I'm saying? Your comrades got you right there, you know? Got it. You know, and that's the dynamic of it. But I'm looking forward to this. I really want to have get a venue, you know what I'm saying, and let Frederica Newton hit these venues and stepping, man, you know, it's a phenomenon, straight up. I just like watching that, another dance they be having, not the salsa, some other thing, on the show, they have a competition, they be going real fast, but that stepping is, that's right, teamwork with the dream work, that's right, yes indeed. No, Sister D, my fault. Hey, I'm so critical. I'm trying to tighten up my slacks about these emails. It was just sent. I'm going to get on top of it. I've been having this psychological block. I said, man, let me get on top of the emails. Yeah, ASAP. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Okay, my man, let me know what time every day tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Ooh, man. somebody asked where I was at, what part of the country. I said, I'm feeling like we had a commercial, the comedian come out there, said, we love you, Detroit. I said, man, this is Cincinnati. This ain't no damn Detroit. I said, I be moving so much. I'm, man, yeah. But no regrets. No regrets. I'm, you know, just honored to serve, you know. And honored to be able to serve. Much respect, brother from D.C. Right back at you. Right back at y'all now. No doubt about it. I got to get that way. I know close. I haven't been to D.C. in a while, but I was Baltimore I was in. I made my way up there also. So, yeah. Y'all hit us up and let me inbox or send the bookings.chairman Fred. Bookings.chairman Fred at gmail.com. So speaking of gauges also. Oh, man, right on. Well, I'm honored to serve. I was asked the question of the day. I was speaking in Cal State Long Beach. And I said, man, I didn't say in church, it's my calling. You know what I'm saying? It's my calling. I'm honored. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm. And like I said, and just even the being had a teamwork, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, just to be, because you don't know, none of us operate on the island of our own or in the vacuum. To be able to bounce out. And I'm telling you, the other day, I'm walking with my mother, you know what I'm saying, with the suitcase, we're going to leave out. And, I mean, moments notice, got to reverse. The central committee, they on it. He's staying here tonight, another driver, take him back where he's going. That whole dynamic of structure, you know what I'm saying, they move on a pivot. I mean, a pivot, you get that team, you know, like, you know, you coming, you know, man, Jordan coming down the court the ball, you know what I'm saying, man, you know, pivot, you know what I'm saying, and he Dennis Rodman, you know what I'm saying, whatever the contradiction, that teamwork, you know. I say, with the movie Judas and Black Messiah, we was able to see the time with a dream team. We had a lot of struggles. However, but man, we was able, you know what I'm saying, see the time. And I can't tell me times of coming cups of coffee. Me and Ryan Coogler went through alone every morning. Coming in two cups of coffee at minimum. In fact, freezing cold, you know, back and forth, you know, man, well, this can't, man, yeah, and, you know, and just finally come out. Real talk. That's how history is made. Where is this at? Stockton? Just now? Damn. He's trying to give me, I'm supposed to be headed back to, okay, this kid, a 50-year-old black man in Stockton, California. Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see. I'm supposed to head back to Chicago. I'm going to see if I can get right back up here. You got a name for me? For us, I mean? They want to figure it out. Let me know if you got a name for us. Phew. Let's get some updates. It's a 50-year-old man shot. Get a starter. Get a name for him if you can. Matter of fact, I got some forces. I posted. Shout out to Sister, I'm not getting tired. What's her sister's name? Sharice in Sacramento. What's her name? Sharice. Shout out to her. Keep us posted on that. Was there an update? Stockton, California. Yeah, that's not too far from our sack. Mm-hmm. Any more callers in queue?
No, Chairman. No callers in queue.
Okay, y'all. I want y'all to keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist, clenched. Keep us posted. We're gonna check out the Stockton thing. I'm gonna sit down for a second. And yeah, I'm sitting down for a second and see my next move. I'll keep y'all posted. Let me pack up. Revolutionary love, respect, and appreciation. It's an honor to serve, y'all. It's an honor to serve. Real talk. So it's the call free of mine. Give me something to take us out with. Let's check on the Stockton case. Again, phenomenal. Make sure y'all hashtag and throw out there, man. Shout out. See, right on, I'm talking about, man, right on, man, BPPC, I'm talking about Central Committee rank and file. I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about people, I'm talking about the masses, Marcus, Shima Toya, Cassandra, Dr. Latrice, Tyrese, I'm talking about, man, the Cubs, I'm talking about the CRC, I'm talking about discipline, I mean, rolled out, I'm talking about, man, Rob Ceylon, I'm talking about the forces who wasn't here physically. I'm talking about, man, Ben, Randall, I'm talking about, man, the comrade Queen Daphne, I'm talking about the people that a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you have a reactionary assessment. And you say, well, who directly done this as opposed to saying, man, indirect dynamics, all the politics of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, every role for who called, you know, hold it down, because you know what I'm saying, man, be in this location, be in the house, all that, man, always plays a role. Friday we got some important meetings, so we have to follow up on Wednesday, we got some meetings too. I got to get Pam Africa, everybody going to pick with that though. But I'll be back, y'all. I'll be back that way soon. Meantime, between time, keep your heads up, eyes on fist, Prince Mr. Call, free them all, y'all. Give us some tickets on out.
They say don't worry. their backers. They're all political leftists. Hurry. People running from their worries. While the judge and his jurors dictate the law, that's part of the flaw. Everybody smoke. Use the pill and the dope. Educated fools. From uneducated schools. Pimping people in the room. Polluted waters in the pool. And everybody's saying, don't worry. They'll say, don't worry. They say, don't worry. They say, don't worry. But they don't know. There can be no show. And if there's hell below, we're all gonna go. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go. There's hell below. We're all gonna go. Everybody know. We all gonna go. Sisters, whiteys, hell below. We all gonna go. Niggas, Jews, police and their backers. Hell below. We're all gonna go. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go. Lord, what we gonna do? If everything I say is true, this ain't no way it ought to be. If only all the masks could see. But everybody keeps saying, don't worry.